Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Stigman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Agee steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott scores. Thomas moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas scores. Smith moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Freese reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freese. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Freese steals third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freese tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Santiago now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Romano moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adair bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Romano moves to third. Freeze moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romano scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freeze scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Casco pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Foy reaches second base with a double. There goes Casco trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Osinski now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze juggles the ball. That's an error on Freeze. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro pinch hits for Danasinski. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tardabul pinch runs for Tony Conigliaro. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Demeter moves to second. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas is walked intentionally. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Lenny Green pinch hits for Bob Tillman. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for John Wyatt. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-4 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.